King of the Romans by John Gorman. For T.P. Gorman, brother and friend, a noble Roman for our time. Rashness avails naught, still less unending grief. The first earns blame, the second brings more. Goethe. Prologue. Syagrius is a historical character, as are Aegidius, Aetius, Alaric, Clovis, Euric, Ragnahild, Riothamus, whom some scholars believe to be the basis for King Arthur, Sidonius, and many others. As the last Roman ruler of the West, Syagrius became known as King of the Romans, governing a domain including much of what is today northern France, between the rivers Somme, Samar, and Loire, Liger, with its capital at Noviodunum, modern Soissons. He held out there until 486 AD, 10 years after the official dissolution of the Roman Empire in the West, when he was defeated and crushed by Clovis. The events and characters of Part Two are fictitious. The citizens of the Byzantine Empire did, however, refer to themselves as Romans, long after the Eternal City had become a ruin. Part 1. Gaul. 1. Lucius always fell asleep after they made love, even when it was morning, with the daylight starting to stream through the east window and the first birds already singing, he would drop off with her in his arms, limp and spent. These were times Julia wished could last forever. The two of them united, hardly knowing where one began and the other left off. No world beyond their own clasped bodies. Julia was glad to waken before him. She could lie in the stillness, imagining another life in another time, another place where he was just the man she loved, where they would have many more years together. She would give up all the gold, the pomp, the ceremonies for that life. Only 4 summers out of 15 had gone by, she thought, where her husband did not have to take the field against some invader, telling her it was not fitting to send others into dangers he did not face himself. Like so many women in the province, she had come to yearn for winter, to dread the first warm breezes of May that stirred the curtains now. On the old maps she had seen in the library, the frontier lay 100 miles east. Then any trespassers would have been surrounded and annihilated long before they reached Gaul.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?